Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Monday, the 15th day in April of 2024. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most important and crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through, hopefully, the start point of your work week. We're going to start with the United States Treasury. The United States Treasury added four individuals to its OFAC or sanctions list. These sanctions prohibit doing business with these individuals and allow for their arrest pending international travel. And so it puts a big hamper on their ability to do business. In their case, the Department of Treasury is saying that their business is the ability to conduct both attacks via cyber warfare and producing and using unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, which we now know are very useful in warfare. So the four individuals are, again, Hamas-related intelligence entities that enable Hamas to be able to conduct these operations. The hope from Treasury is that by sanctioning these individuals, the ability of Hamas to conduct these kinds of attacks amidst a wartime scenario is reduced. This occurred, however, on the 12th of April, and over the weekend, we now know that UAVs were used by a different nation, in this case, Iran, against Israel. And so while the United States seeks to reduce the impact of these attacks, Hamas is just one group among many with these kinds of capabilities. We're going to move to a company called Sisense. Sisense is an outstanding company that allows the analysis and visualization of data from different sources. You have sales data, you have marketing data, you have employee data. You can put them all into a place and you can visualize what that means so that you can make better business decisions. Sisense has tons of customers, big customers across healthcare, telecommunications, transportation. And so it's very alarming that last Wednesday evening, the CISO of Sisense said that the company was aware that there was access to a, quote, restricted access server. And they urged customers to rotate credentials that those customers use with their Sisense applications. A day later, there was an update in which it was told to customers that they must reset any keys, tokens, or other credentials in their environment that were used within the Sisense applications. Many, many customers are very unhappy about this because Sisense hasn't released any details about who was behind the attack, how the attack was conducted, or what specific data might have been stolen. And again, if you are a company that uses customer data, you have an obligation to report to customers that their data was breached. But you don't know. So many companies are putting out bulletins that they are investigating this particular breach because they believe it could impact their customers. It's a good example of a supply chain attack. We don't know who's behind it, but if you use Sisense, it's a great product. They were the victim of an attack. As a result, you need to rotate all of your secrets, passwords, and credentials to make sure that you are not a downstream victim. We're going to move to more victims. These victims are New Mexico and Oklahoma, and they are schools. In New Mexico, the New Mexico Hillside University said that its campus had to shut down, in some cases, class, and that campus police switchboards were inoperable. And that's critical because those switchboards are used for students to report emergencies. And this is all due to ransomware. We don't know the specific ransomware group behind the New Mexico Hillside University attack, but it had a significant impact because individuals who pay thousands of dollars to go to school suddenly cannot. And worse, because of this attack, data that they have on file with the school could be at risk. And all the work that researchers and professors and adjunct professors do could also be at risk. And so this is very problematic. It has a very real impact. In Oklahoma, there's a school, and we now know that the ransomware module was one called Black Suit. While it didn't shut down school, it did impact some back-end servers that could do things like impact grading, disclose student data, etc. And young students have a right to data security so that their future is fraud-free. And unfortunately, because to go to school, you're required to have your data on file, it's an opportunity for criminals to take advantage of an environment that has lots of data that people can't necessarily choose to opt out of. We're going to end today with artificial intelligence. Many people are very concerned about the growing threat of artificial intelligence because its ability for people to rely on it. And when I say rely on it, I mean I'm in university and I don't want to write a paper, but hey, AI bot, write my paper for me. I didn't learn anything, and so when I graduate, I'm less prepared to go out into the world. And so this is one example of AI, while it's great for the individual in that case, it's not great for society as a whole. And one media company is actually taking a stand. Starting May 1st, 2024, there's a new policy by the media company Medium, who allows individual contributors to post news stories, blogs, etc. onto their site for consumption. And if you have a news piece that's entirely AI generated, it will be banned from the Medium site. Now, stories entirely generated using AI will be taken off of paywalls and could even result in those users being kicked out of Medium's monetization program. So, relying on AI means that Medium won't pay you because technically you didn't do very much, the AI did. Now, interestingly, according to the current guidelines, Medium does allow for the quote responsible use of AI assistive technology, but they do have very strict requirements transparency, and that transparency is that you must clearly mention that AI assistance was used in the writing of this Medium on the Medium site, at least in the first two paragraphs. So you have to be transparent about your use of AI, and your entire article or news or feature cannot be AI generated. It must have some original human content, because Medium says that humanity is the focus of the news, and they are going to uphold that standard. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Monday. It's going to be a great week, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to the Iowa State University Hawkeye female wrestling team. In their first year, they capped off a huge upset with star wrestler Kylie Welker conducting an 11-0 technical fall to secure six individual titles for Iowa State wrestlers, and winning an NCAA championship in the year one of the Hawkeye wrestling program. So to you ladies, a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on wrestling.